Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast and happy Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
weekend.
Because she hasn't even spoken one word about it, which is so weird. Your birthday's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're only a day. Sorry, I don't want to turn off that many people.
No.
We're 1 minute in. This is triggering.
Can I
central.
Tell you that was actually pretty good?
Do you think I have a shot at Annie Live?
Well, I don't know. The bar is low, so it's possible.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you so much, Claudia. I've
Happy
been working
birthday.
On my craft. Thank you. I know tomorrow is the big day. It's really like not to be one of those girls. It's like I'm not about birthdays because you guys know that I am. And if you didn't get me a gift, like don't even look me in the eye. Mm-hmm. But it's just like an anticlimactic birthday. I'm turning 29. So it's neither here nor there.
Thank God it's not 30, Jax.
And I have more going on in my life, like more important tings than birthday tings.
Yeah.
So I'm just sort of enjoying it. You know, it's going to be extremely low key, but I do still expect the same caliber of present that you would do for any birthday.
Of course.
So that's where I'm at. I'm excited to, you know, celebrate with my loved ones.
You know what? Like, birthdays can be, like, depressing. And I feel like, okay, you're turning 29. Mm-hmm. You're pregnant. You're mm-hmm. married. You have a successful business. Like, there's really nothing depressing about it.
No, I'm feeling extremely at peace. I feel like I'm where I'm meant to be. And I'm looking forward to the future. I am not one of those people that's, like, getting older, turning 28 again.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you talking to me?
No, you do bring that energy sometimes, but I know that...
I just can't believe, like, so much time has passed, like, since I was just 21, you know?
Yeah, but I know that that's not who you are. And also, like, you too are married, have a successful business, and you're only a mere 27?
Yeah, but now it's like you're getting into the birthdays where it's like, oh, you don't have a child yet. That's, like, the only thing that gives me a pit. But I just don't want to.
No, so. I mean, maybe, but, like, nobody actually says that. And in this day and age, like
it.
Women
they
are having
it.
Children later and later. And I actually feel like there's more judgment now if you have a child when you're young versus
no.
when you're old. Yes.
No, there's not more judgment.
Like
but
I feel
it's a
like there's
now.
More like even like judgment for you getting married so young.
Oh, yeah.
If you got married at what, 23?
Yes.
I feel like there's more judgment for you getting married at 23 than there would have been if you got married at 33.
Yeah, no, I think so too. I get like so much hate. I'm like, fuck off.
No, but I feel like back then you did but now obviously, you know, you guys
there's
are.
There's proof in the pudding. But when I tell people like their eyes, like they really are like.
Like you were sold into a cult and you were a child bride
no,
at
literally.
23, which is crazy.
No, and you know what? I actually was just listening on my TikTok. It came up. JC Marie Smith did a podcast. She got married really, really young. And she was like. I would not recommend it. She's like, I'm the lucky. And you know what? The way that she described it was exactly how I feel. I'm like, honestly, I don't think it's good to get married so young unless it's me and Ben. Like, you know, you really are like so immature and mm-hmm. like you're such a different person. And there's a possibility that like
you outgrow each other.
Right. Or you just
quickly
when you grow up, you end up someone that your partner doesn't like or your partner ends up someone that you don't like. And so I actually think she did I forget what podcast it was. She did a really good segment.
Was it
on, like,
her podcast?
No, I feel like she was a guest on like a Dear Media podcast.
Okay.
And I just think that like she was 100% right. Like, thank God things turned out the way that they did. But like they really could have turned out the other way.
Right. But maybe that's why you got married at 23. Like you knew that no matter who you turn into and Ben turns into, like you guys are
There's no way to know Simpatico. That. There's literally no way to know that.
There is a way. We all knew it. No, everyone, but like when you and Ben were getting married, like no one was like,
ooh, spooky.
Like, you know?
Yes, but I just, you know, the people that judge, they're not always wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, you heard
what
I said.
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
Everything's good. Listen, just focus on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to be looking to the left or to the right as long as you're doing what you want to be doing.
Yeah, no, then, I'm pretty, like, happy in my life.
Yeah, so then...
And are you coming up on this 29th birthday?
I am. I really am. I'm looking forward to what's next. And that's why I'm just cruising into 29.
It's your last birthday, like, by yourself.
Yeah, but then my next one is 30, so I'll do something, like, really big. And we'll make up for the low-keyness of this one. You know, like, maybe, like, girls trip. Something crazy.
I'll plan it.
Okay, cool.
I still won't have kids by then, probably.
So that's exciting. And then I think I'm going to get myself a little gift. And by little, I mean not
enormous.
So little. Enormous. I have a bag in mind. But I think I should, you know, peruse. I like to get myself a birthday gift just as, you know, it's an excuse to get myself something and that I've been wanting.
Ensuring that, like, all the gifts you get this year, there's at least one you like.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, there's always credits, credit.
Did you see that Chanel hiked up their prices? Like, they do every year, but, like, I think I was seeing a lot of people talking about it on TikTok. It was like a pretty, they do it like with inflation and stuff, right. Like, but this one, like the starting price for bags is like insane.
I didn't see this particular one, but that makes sense. It's a sign of the times. I mean, and also they have nerve with some of the shit they've come out with recently.
No, we're all shopping secondhand these days.
Yeah, no, but also it's like, then the looks have to be there.
100%.
You know, you want to charge a premium, the looks have got to be there.
And you think that they haven't?
The last few times I've been in the store, like, it's not been great. And they also don't have anything on the shelves. They have no inventory. Like, everything is still backed up because of COVID. And they, like, barely even make anything.
Well, because their bags are becoming literally unaffordable. Well, yeah. I mean, they were never affordable, but...
No, but it's just, like, the whole fashion supply chain is just out of whack.
You know what? I walked past some of the big department stores today. They've sealed their windows. They're getting ready for holiday.
They obviously heard yesterday's episode.
Which is so exciting. Like, you know what? I was once again watching the Today Show today. Not as good of an episode. But the commercials on TV are all holiday. Like, so people are getting shit for having their Christmas trees up. Just watch TV. Every single commercial. Yesterday, Starbucks launched their Christmas drinks. It's officially holiday season. So stop fighting it and just, you know, feel, deck the halls.
Deck the halls. Get with it, fam.
Get with it. Now, are those Reezys or Feezys?
These are Yeezys.
Real ones?
Real Yeezys, yes.
Good for you.
Thank you. I have one pair of Reezys, and they're extremely comfortable, durable, and they match my outfit.
They're really cute.
Thinks it's such a Friday outfit.
I know. Like, let's just talk about the fact
I know.
That it's Friday. It's the Friday of your birthday weekend. We made it through a full week. We haven't been in studio together for a full week in a long time. I'm partially responsible for that. Actually fully responsible.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I've been here every day.
I bear no responsibility.
I've been here every day.
So, yeah, I hope everyone, I'm just ready to, like, go out with a bang.
Yeah, I'm excited for some alarm-free living. I've been sleeping so well this week.
Me too.
And the alarm has just been coming for my neck.
You know you're sleeping
and
really
I'm
good.
And I'm just hoping that my good sleeps carry into tomorrow. Because it's like, on the weekends, I sleep like trash. So I'm just hoping, whatever I've been doing, I'm going to follow the same routine and just hope that it carries me into the weekend.
You know you're sleeping good when your alarm clock doesn't wake you up. It becomes the soundtrack of your dream.
Yeah. No, but, like, I've just, it's been uninterrupted. I finally, like, figured out how I should be sleeping, like, in pregnancy, like, pillows tucked in under me. That's going to, like, support my back more. And so I'm just, like, in this cocoon, and I just need it to carry over to alarm-free living. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, like, by the time Friday rolls around, your body's, like, kind of used to waking up at, like, 8. So then by Saturday, your body's, like, wait, I thought we were waking up by 8. I'm like, body, shut the fuck up and go back to sleep.
Yeah, you know nothing. How do you not know how this works 29 years on? It's 5 and 2. 5 and 2.
Well, for us, sometimes 4 and 3. You know, maybe your body's not used to our hectic schedule.
It is quite hectic. Also, this weekend is daylight saving. So make sure to set your clocks back.
So we get a 25-hour birthday.
Yes, I do.
That's crazy.
And we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. But we're entering the dark ages.
I know.
So.
But you know what? Like, I literally never leave my house, so, like, it doesn't matter. Also, update, I am seeing an apartment today.
The one that you sent me?
Mm-hmm. I know you don't, like, love it. And honestly, it doesn't solve the problem of the bunker, like, because it still, like, doesn't have great views.
No.
But it's a great apartment and a great location, so I'm going to go look at it.
Yeah, I was actually, after you sent me that, I went to do some of my own research.
Due diligence.
And it's just like what you're looking for.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. And if it does, you sure can't afford it.
No, I know.
And I don't know what to tell you.
I'm it just not giving makes up
your
hope.
Apartment look better and better.
No, you know what? Everything in my apartment now, like that, now that I've like given up, everything's broken.
I know you told us that.
And everything's fix set. I don't want to.
Fix it.
I really want to move. Like I really, really do.
I'm worried. I'm worried about what I'm seeing. I ran my own Street Easy searches and it was bleak.
Very.
Yeah. Maybe you should just move in with me.
Sure. I would love that. We'll wife swap, but like we'll send the husbands to my house.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Brew and do could be roomies.
Oh my God. Broomies. Too cute. And you know what else we have to acknowledge? The space that we're in. We are coming on our final show of the week with still very good stories. It has been almost 5 days.
It's been a strong week.
Of decent and above average stories. We've got a lot to discuss today. The Wicked movie. There's stuff going on. And I just want to say thank you, universe. We are grateful.
Yeah. And now I do feel like this time of year is a strong time of year. You know, the summer lags. And like everything was lagging for 2 years. So I just feel like we're in a strong place. I feel really good about it. And I feel good about jumping right in. I do.
As do I.
So without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Modern Fertility. Did you know that a simple finger prick can unlock tons of insight into your reproductive health? Egg counts, menopause timing, your hormone levels could indicate conditions like a thyroid disorder or even PCOS. It's all just good things to know whether or not you see kids in your future. Because there's so much about fertility that's a complete mystery, and that's where the Modern Fertility Hormone Test comes in. Think of your fertility hormones as tiny detectives. They can bring tons of insight into your medical history, your medical details. So Modern Fertility is a fabulous product. It's super, super easy to get the kit. And it's just also really important for you to know things about your body. So the traditional testing, if you go to a doctor to get these types of insights, it can cost over $1,000. But Modern Fertility is just getting you all that same information for $159. And also, we have a code for $20 off at modernfertility.com/toast. So it was created the easy, affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. You'll mail it in with their prepaid label and you get personalized results within 10 days. So they're, again, offering our listeners $20 off their already amazing price. If you go to modernfertility.com/toast, that means your test is going to cost just $139. And you also get that $20 off. Don't forget, modernfertility.com/toast.
Wonderful. Okay, our first story, you guys, Kanye stands. Listen up. Kanye West says he still wants to be with, quote, my wife, Kim Kardashian. What? So Kanye went on Revel TV's Drink Champs. The episode just dropped in a new interview. He's talking about the divorce, everything. He says he still, quote, wants to be with estranged wife Kim despite their ongoing divorce proceedings. In the new interview, he blasted SNL for its portrayal of their breakup and admitted he wants to reconcile. He said, quote, SNL making my wife say I divorced him on TV because they just wanted to get that bar off. I never even seen the papers. We're not even divorced.
I just want to say, I don't think SNL made Kim say anything. I think everything she said, she stood behind. I'm sorry, like, just want that to go on the record. I know she was like involved in writing her monologue with all these different comedians, so I don't think anyone was forced to say anything, but continue.
He said, they ain't no joke to me. My kids want their parents to stay together. I want us to be together. He also blamed the media and Kim's own team for promoting the idea of divorce and getting into the reality star's ear with ideas of new TV shows. He said, there's this publicist that's nice to her. I don't fuck with her. I do not want over our house, and I don't fuck with some of them nannies either.
Oh my God, do you think he's talking about Tracy Romulus?
I don't think so. She's been such a friend of the family for so long. No, because that's not a publicist that's nice to her. That's like Kim's closest friend.
Right, and publicist.
Yes, but I think Kim has many publicists.
Of course.
You know, you got to look at it from all angles.
I mean, this is like sad because I've already gotten used to the idea of like them not being together and like her dating. But you know, it wouldn't be a terrible end to this story if like she got to date a little bit and then they eventually got back together.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Like, I would love to see them get back together, but I'm also loving single Kim. And like, we know that he was with Irina, and I feel like for a long time in the marriage, you know, he wasn't where she needed him to be and be there for her. So like, right now she gets to do Kim things, and then maybe once they've both had their fill, they can come back together. But I love that he's not giving up on them. I do agree, like, SNL was just like so toxic.
No
kidding.
I also think that while he may be saying this publicly, it's very possible that like what went on between them is irreconcilable. You know, like it's easy to say this, but Kim may be hearing this interview and being like, what the fuck?
Maybe, but she's never portrayed that it's something irreconcilable. Like it's from, and I'm sure there's more that we don't know, but it really seemed like, you know, he moved to Wyoming, like he wasn't there for her. This isn't a marriage. Like she wants more from her life.
Yeah, and that's so, what she deserves.
Right, but that's not like irreconcilable differences. Something so crazy happened that they can't come back from.
No, I
but
think
maybe
that,
like, he losing his wife and his kids half the time, like, has made him realize, like, okay, if that means that I spend less time in Wyoming, like, I will choose Kim over Wyoming. And he is selling his house there.
I know, it just feels like, okay, now Kanye has come to this realization, but, like, for Kim, like, it could be too late. Like, what about all this time I literally spent by myself with the kids? Like, this, like, just because Kanye is now might have been woken up to like the fact that he wasn't being a good husband doesn't mean Kim is just going to like jump back into
it. No, and I don't think that she should, because I think maybe, you know, she would always be like, well, what if? So I think she needs to enjoy this time. But knowing that Kanye is there waiting for her, I think must be feel really good. And for the fans, like I would love to see it.
I don't know. I'm really just like in this headspace now where it's like, okay, they're done. You're done. You're done. Like I'm ready for a new chapter. I am.
I think that they're going to see the rest of the world and realize, like, there's just no one on their level except for the two of them.
Well, that's true. It is very difficult to date, like, in your, like, social circle when your social circle is, like, literally full of five people.
That and also, like, they really are two of the smartest people, I think. At least the smartest people that, like, I follow and engage with. And I think, you know, she can have all the fun she wants, but, like, no one's going to keep her on her toes like Kanye.
No, but I think the some of the keeping on the toes is what, like, was
yeah, no, she part wants of the to reason. Be on solid ground right yeah. now. But, you know.
She's a solid girl. Like,
she is.
She's very stable. She, like, doesn't drink. She doesn't really party. She, like, works, family. Like, her values are so clear. And, you know, in Hollywood, it's hard to find someone with those values. Someone who doesn't want to go out and thirst. They just want to work, sleep, family, pray. Like, I think that's going to be difficult for her to find. I really do.
And so we wait and see. But I think this is all good news. I hope Kanye is doing okay, though. You know, if he's, like, watching Kim.
It must be very challenging. But, like, again, I totally forgot. He dated Irina. Like, he's also participating in this.
Unless it was separation. Business. Unless it was business.
Stop.
It's always, it could be business.
Stop.
What? You don't know. You never saw a picture of them kissing.
Stop. Like, seriously.
Why? What are they going to go into? Why does it hurt you if I want to think it was business?
Because what are they going into business on? Maybe, I never saw a product.
Maybe she's going to model for him. Maybe, like, a million things. She's in fashion. He's in fashion.
Wouldn't we have seen the byproduct of their working relationship?
No, because Kanye works years in advance on things.
Got it. Okay.
Because he's working on, like, these concepts that are decades off.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to wait a decade to see if they were actually dating or they
but
were.
But I don't know why you can't, like, why it, because I so, do, it offends you so to think that they might be in business together.
We need to be realistic. We need to be realistic. We do.
I think that that's not really that crazy.
I don't think you would hang out, like, privately, like, so much with someone you're working with. It's just not proper business-like
really?
Conduct.
Really? We do.
We're related.
We're business.
We are sisters.
We're always together because of the business.
No, we're always together because we're literally came out of the same vagina. Like,
no,
we
but
are sisters.
I don't see the other sisters as much.
Yeah, one of them lives in Florida and the other hates us.
Satchler, come back.
Satchler, please. We love you. Like, we know you're so cool, but, like, hang out with your sisters. Like, we're cool too. By the way, we're so cool.
We are.
I would argue that we're cooler than some of the people that Mara hangs out with. Like, why wouldn't she want to hang out with us? Like, we could give her clout.
100%.
We have the biggest show
it's
in
so
Massachusetts
popular.
In 2017.
Yeah. No, please, Counts. Come back to us.
Like, I'm a touring comedian. Tickets available at girlwithnojob.com/tour.
We need counseling.
Desperately.
Are you ready for our next story? A little more family drama?
Is it the Anna Faris of it all?
Yeah.
This is so bizarre.
Okay. Chris Pratt is getting slammed for praising his wife and their, quote, healthy child in a new Instagram post caption. I want to read the caption verbatim, and mm-hmm. then we'll explain
why it's weird.
Where the alleged nefariousness comes in.
Where the alleged nefarity. Is that a word?
I don't think so.
I think it should be. Like, the nefariousness, the nefarity.
Okay, he posted a picture of the two of them where she's him and his new wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, where she's smiling, looking at him, and he said, "Guys, for real, look how she's looking at me. I mean, find you somebody that looks like you, looks at you like that. You know, we met in church. She's giving me an amazing life, a gorgeous, healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put in my earbuds to drown it out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." Keyword here is gorgeous, healthy daughter, because...
So I want to say, when I first saw the post, I'm like, that is so sweet. Like, I thought nothing nefarious was going on.
Yeah, no, it is a sweet post where he's just adoring his wife. But the Anna Faris stans and just, you know, fans in general are calling him out because his son with Anna Faris, Jack, has suffered health issues over the years.
And so, Anna Faris has been, like, very public about it.
Yes. So people think that this healthy daughter comment is a dig. Like, that...
So... Yeah, like it's a slight towards Anna Faris and their child together. And
saying like Catherine gave me a healthy daughter, whereas someone else perhaps did not.
So I want to say before we really dive in, I don't think it's uncommon to phrase like, you know what, look at my lovely wife. She gave me four beautiful, healthy children. I don't think that that's an uncommon thing to say just in general. It's not like he made this up. People do say that, right? Do you agree?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So there's that. But there's also the elephant in the room, which is their other child who has experienced health issues. And it's really hard to, like, know that, see this, and not think something nefarious is going on. Like, it's a dig.
Okay. So I, in looking inward and really thinking about if Chris Pratt is capable of writing something so evil and disgusting like that, I have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I know.
And... say like he, I don't think the two things are related. I really don't. I see how when you put them together
how it looks,
but I can't imagine that he is
that disgusting.
Using this opportunity to take a dig at his ex-wife and his still Jack is as much his
still
child
his
as it is Anna's health. I really can't believe that someone could do that.
I don't want to believe it. Like,
no,
I,
and especially because, like, Chris Pratt, what we know of him, he's not a bad guy.
Right.
He's a nice guy. Right. He's, like, America's sweetheart. Like,
I wouldn't say America's sweetheart. I think there's been, like, rumors that he's, like, a little bit of a dick, but again, not a crime. And I don't think that means you're going to publicly drag your kid for his health problems that are out of his control.
100%. I've got to believe that this is just an awful coincidence.
And I can believe that it's an awful coincidence only because what I previously stated is that this is not an uncommon thing for a man to praise his wife for. Like, you know, if you're at your 50th anniversary with Zach and he's like, "Jackie, you're this amazing woman, gave me four beautiful, healthy children." I don't know why I keep saying four, but you know what I mean? It is a thing people say. It's not uncommon. It's not. This is not a phrase I've never heard. It wasn't like a random adjective he decided to throw in.
Yeah.
So I think that optics-wise, he might have been able to see this coming.
But not if he really had no bad intentions.
Right.
You know, he only would have seen it coming if he thought about it, and then he wouldn't have posted it.
And as far as I know, the Chris Pratt, Anna Faris, Katherine Schwarzenegger, like, trio is, like, a decent co-parenting situation, is it not?
I don't know. There's something nefarious going on there.
100%.
But I'm not up on the trio like other people are.
No, people are like obsessed with this crew. And
and people are obsessed with Anna. Like, she's a podcaster, so she has like podcast energy behind her. And then like Catherine and Chris are just like so in love and moved on.
It's like annoying.
But Anna also has a man's, so I don't know.
Yeah, whenever I think of Anna Faris, my friend Abe, when we were in college, pointed out that if you swap the I in Anna Faris to a T, it's Anna Farts. And every time I say her name, I almost say Anna Farts.
Oh, that's so funny. I actually love Anna Faris. Like, as an actress, she is
one of your tops.
Beyond measure. One of my tops. Yet, when I saw her on Watch What Happens Live, remember she did, I think she did one of the LA live shows, like, a few years ago.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And it was just, like, it was not the vibe for me.
Why? What was the vibe?
It was just a little... Maybe she was just in a bad spot, but it was just all over the place.
Speaking of Watch What Happens Live, yesterday I did catch up and I saw Sierra and Paige on Watch What Happens Live. And Andy asked so many questions about Paige, about Craig to Paige.
Thank
and
you.
She was so, like, she, like, stood by her man. Like, in the, you know, he's, like, shady questions. Like, who's a better kisser, Andrea or Craig? And she was like, Craig is a better everything. Like, she was just, like, really, like, defending her man to Andy's, like, shady questions, and she was handling it so well, and, like, it was so cute. Like, I ship so fucking hard.
Oh my god, that's amazing news.
Yeah, and they were both, oh my god, looking like, this is a level of two gorgeous girls. Like, actually that makes me never want to leave my house again. Like, you never saw two people so effortlessly stunning. Like, it's actually unfair.
A couple of snatchlers.
Literally.
Wow. Okay, so I personally am going to give Chris Pratt the benefit of the doubt here.
So am I. But I would love to hear in the comments what you guys think. And because people do not wish him the best.
I know people don't agree with me. And I just, when I went to read his Instagram caption, I thought that maybe he might have changed
Taking it out.
But it's still there, which I think goes to, like, if he took it out, it would mean, you know, it's admitting, like,
guilt.
I fucked up. So I think just, like, leaving it, like, I said what I said. Mm-hmm. I meant nothing more than what I said. And moving on.
Yeah, I don't know if you can talk about, like, meeting your wife in church in the same caption as, like, dissing your son's health issues. I don't see it. The whole
caption is just like a love letter to his wife. Like, I don't think he threw a dig to his son in there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I really can't. I can't believe it. Like, you know, it's so unbelievable.
Yeah, it's I just don't believe in that level of cruelty from
that it exists. Like, even in Hollywood, like, I just can't wrap my head around it.
That it exists just like on a regular Thursday night. Like, I just can't.
I refuse.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for our next story?
That's brought to you by Curology. Curology customizes a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to help tackle your skincare needs. Whether that's taking control of acne, fine lines, dark spots, breakouts, clogged pores, you start by answering questions online about your skin, and if it's a good fit, then Curology will match you with a licensed dermatology provider who will get to know your skin, and subject to consultation, you'll get a customized prescription cream to be shipped straight to your door to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more. Yes, I did this. I'm actually on my second round of Curology, and first of all, the consultation is very in-depth. You have to send like a million pictures of your face, answer tons of questions, and it's nice because, like, you know, you have your problems, I have mine. Like, we should not be using the same skincare. Mm-hmm. Curology is like so personal, more personal than comedy. And you can start your Curology journey just like we did with a free 30-day trial at Curology.com/toast. If you're prescribed, just pay $5 for shipping and handling at Curology.com/toast. That's Curology.com/toast to unlock your free 30-day trial. Cancel anytime. Go get that glow.
Great. Okay, our next story, the musical event of the season. Actually, that's also the next story too, but Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will star in Wicked musical for Universal. They will portray Glinda and Elphaba. Ariana is playing Glinda, Cynthia is playing Elphaba, respectively, in Universal's big screen adaptation of the Tony-winning musical helmed by In the Heights director John M. Chu. He has been attached to the project since February, and casting rumors for the film's two main roles have been swirling for months. On Thursday night, these two confirmed their roles and their excitement.
Okay, so this Wicked movie, I'm like afraid because there's nothing I want to see more, but it's been like cursed. Like, they announced on Twitter, like, the Wicked movie in 2016. Like, it's been like this long. There's like a whole conspiracy theory about it if you want to look into it.
Give me the gist.
So, like, that it's AKA never coming. Like, okay, I know that people have been cast, but like, it's literally been years and years and years. They announced, like, coming in 2017, never came.
But what's the conspiracy?
I don't know. You'll have to look into it. I'm not sure.
Like, is it a front?
No, not a front, but like, just that it's never coming. It's like this ethereal thing that's never going to actually happen.
Okay.
And now that we've been cast, like, I think we're inching towards that actually happening, which I'm very grateful for. And I actually don't think I could have chosen two better people for each role. I mean, Glinda is so obviously Ariana Grande for a million reasons, just because Ariana Grande is obsessed with and like really mentored by Kristen Chenoweth, who was the original Glinda. She's such a musical theater nerd. A lot of people don't know. She started her career in 13 on Broadway. She's obsessed with show tunes. She performed in that Wicked 10th anniversary special where she delivered one of the most gorgeous, unbelievable, stunning performances of
The Wizard and I. She was being Elphaba.
I know. And I do think her vocal range is more Elphaba, but her personality-wise and like physically, she's so Glinda.
I actually think that her vocal range is pretty Glinda because it's like ethereal.
Yes, but it's also belty. She can hit every note possible, and that is Elphaba.
Yeah, she could do both. She could have gotten either part, I think.
Also, do you remember, like, a million years ago, she released a song with Micah? Do you remember that guy, Micah? Mm-hmm.
Popular,
yeah. Yeah. She has been obsessed with Wicked her whole life, and so, like, to see someone realizing their dreams, something they obviously manifested, is so gorgeous and stunning, and, like, you have no choice but to stan.
Yeah, I'm extremely here for this movie, for this casting. I think if it's done well, like, it could be, you know, Ari's Oscar moment.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So I'm very, very excited.
And then let's talk about the Cynthia Erivo of it all, who I think is so weird because, like, what we know her for is acting, when she's literally, in my opinion, like one of the greatest voices out there. And she's not really like career-wise a singer. Like, I mean, I know she's done theater, but that's not what we know her for. And so when she performed at the Oscars, it was just, my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah. And Elphaba and her songs and her range, like, requires the greatest singer.
It requires, like, belly diaphragm belting. Like, not everyone can do that. Idina Menzel can't even do it anymore because of her
like,
throat. No, but,
like, at the time, like, Idina Menzel... Right.
Was that girl.
Was that girl. So I think Cynthia Erivo is going to knock it out of the park. I think I'm so excited for their excitement for the project.
Yeah.
And I just hope, you know, everyone gets to work soon and we can see it soon because I don't like to wait long.
No, me neither. And, like, people have literally been talking about... You know what? Hold on. If you go to the Wicked movie Twitter, maybe they, I remember like 2 years ago on Twitter they announced like when the movie was coming or something, and then the anniversary came up like a year ago, and like we had never even heard about the Wicked movie, so people were like quote tweeting, okay, Wicked movie, I think they don't have it anymore. So whatever, this
maybe
is just
a new leaf, maybe they got like new directions, the new directions, and you know, it's all starting anew. Let's give them from today on.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm just overwhelmed by this casting. It's giving me, the way we felt about Annie Live and their stellar casting, this is that times 100.
Yeah, I agree. Are you ready?
Well done, Hollywood.
For the next musical event of the actual Tis the Season?
Annie?
Kelly Clarkson announces a Christmas special featuring Ariana Grande, Queen once again, Leslie Odom Jr., and more. So Kelly Clarkson will be hosting Kelly Clarkson Presents When Christmas Comes Around, Holiday Spectacular next month. The special will feature special guests including Brett Eldridge.
Wow.
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Jay Leno.
By the way, I watched the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday or 2 days ago because it was on. I'm like, you know what? I've never actually watched his show. I was watching it. And I guess Kelly's on vacation. And Jay Leno was filling in for her. Wow. I think Jay Leno's like a big Kelly Clarkson girl.
I mean, how could he not be?
Yep.
Melissa McCarthy. Okay. Leslie Odom Jr., Amy Poehler, and Santa Claus, of course.
Of course.
There will probably be duets and also, you know, people checking in. It's giving me a very Casey Christmas.
Yeah.
And which was perfection served up on a platter.
It was gorgeous.
So I'm so excited for this. It will be on NBC on December 1st. And then 2 days later is Annie Live.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's on Peacock, like something actually helpful.
No, it will be on NBC. I'm sure eventually it'll be on Peacock, but
I just
you
love
know your girl will be watching live.
How Kelly has really, in a really organic, cool, authentic way, like branded herself as like one of the many pillars in this, in Hollywood, like of Christmas. I think Mariah Carey's doing it in a very like obvious and borderline annoying way. Like every, you know, her brand for the last 3 years has been like, I'm the Christmas girl.
But it's like, she became the Christmas girl. When did that song come out? Like 20 years ago, say.
Yeah.
And it's only like 3 years ago, her team realized like,
that she should lead into it.
Wait, we own Christmas.
Right.
So now it's like become a parody of itself.
And it's like a little stupid.
She's unfreezing.
Yeah, she's breaking the pumpkin this year, like yada yada. So now it's like...
But Kelly's coming in an organic way.
Right.
As just like a Christmas file, holiday file.
A holiday file.
And she's bringing in her friends and her coworkers, and they're just going to celebrate.
And she's so great because she really bridges so many genres. Like, she is a pop star, but she has such deep roots in Nashville. You know, she was married to Reba's stepson forever. And so she's just like very much in, has a foot in both worlds. And she could bring a Brett Eldridge and she could pull an Ariana Grande. And like, that's why we stan a queen who is so universal.
We really, really do. I mean, it's not a week at the Morning Toast if we're not showing Kelly some love.
No.
We had been quiet this week previously.
And I meant to tell you that I watched a Kelly Clarkson show. Actually, Leah Michele was on and Emily Osment separately, but they like sat on the couch together to discuss their various projects.
Kelly likes to bring people together.
Yeah. And then Leah Michele performed like a really weird stripped down version of Sweet Child of Mine, like a cover. I just feel like when you go in on a daytime show, like, and you perform, like, you're promoting a new song or something. Like, it was a weird performance. And I'm not going to lie. I sensed a brokenness in Leah Michele. I think, like, she's fallen so far in this last year. And when she was, like, sitting, like, talking to Emily Osment and Jay Leno, I just felt like, I'm like, she does not want to be here. Like, I just could sense there was something in her that was no longer there, you know?
Interesting. And now that I think about it, when I was reading the Wicked casting, I was like, I don't know who I had in mind or who I would have even cast, but now like, oh, Leah Michele,
Jackie, totally. That's also what happened when Funny Girl got cast. I think that like, honestly, her cancellation couldn't have come at a worse time for her professionally with these two projects floating around. Like, I'm sure her name was thrown into the conversations. It had to have been for Beanie, for Fanny Bryce, and it had to have been for Wicked.
Well, I think for Wicked, it's less glaring because like these, like Cynthia and Ari are amazing choices, period.
It's less glaring, yes, 100%.
But for Funny Girl, and I know, like, okay, so she had this cancellation of bullying and, like, that she can't read. And, but, like, at the end of the day, it should be about the talent, like, especially for Broadway. Like, yeah. Lea Michele would be the best Fanny Bryce. Like, she should be Fanny Bryce.
I agree, actually. And I don't know Beanie's Broadway abilities. I'm sure they're huge because she's friends with Ben Platt. And I'm sure she'll be great. But I agree. And, like, we also need to get a little perspective on the whole Lea Michele thing. Because, like, people just love to hate her. When her crimes were what? When she was on Glee, she was, like, a bitch because she got really famous and she was nasty to everyone on set. Which no one should be. And I'm not excusing that. But, like, what, her whole life should be ruined because of it? Like, let's get some perspective. She didn't run anyone over with her car. Like, so I agree with the Fanny Bryce thing. And I don't think she, even if it weren't for the cancellation, would she have gotten Alphaba? Her name was definitely thrown around, especially because, like, when I think of a young Idina Menzel, I think of Lea Michele because of Glee. Idina Menzel actually played Lea's mom. Like,
yeah.
So it is, like, obvious to me in that sense. But I think that's just because I'm a diehard Glee.
Yeah, no, and I think Cynthia Erivo being in it with Ari brings it to a whole other level.
Agreed.
As opposed to if it was, like, Lea, Michele, and Ari.
Yeah, that gives it, like, a made-for-TV Ryan Murphy thing.
Like teeny bopper.
Yeah, like, things. No, Cynthia Erivo, like, really elevates this shit.
Yeah, in a theatrical Broadway. Like, it brings all the credibility. Mm-hmm. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But I am thinking of Lea.
No, me too. I'm really thinking of her during this difficult time because now she's out here promoting. Like, the original cast of Spring Awakening is doing a reunion, like, on, like it's like an event, a one night thing. Like, and that's what she's out here promoting when, like, she could have all these other projects, like, you know?
Yeah. It is weird.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story? Not yet, but we will be.
It's the final story. Sending Lea Michele our thoughts and prayers.
Featuring Jack Hammer.
Yes, today's Jack Hammer is brought to you by ZocDoc. Has this ever happened to you? You need to see a doctor. You search and find one that looks good. You wait, hold, book an appointment, rearrange your schedule, and then the doctor doesn't even take your insurance. Well, let me introduce you to ZocDoc, the free app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. Because with ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or on video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, a dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has got you covered. Go to ZocDoc.com/toast and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and we're one of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to see a doctor. If you don't know, like, a specialist in your area, it's actually really hard to find ones that are recommended, and ZocDoc just streamlines the entire process for you. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/toast and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available. That's ZocDoc.com/toast. Okay, what is the fifth and final story, Jax?
Siesta Key's Chloe Troutman is engaged to boyfriend Chris Long, and she's showing off her ring, which is quite unusual and quite unique. Stunning.
Yeah, it's really pretty, but I was also really shocked because I haven't really been keeping up with the Siesta Key crew, and last I knew, she was dating that guy from Denver who's brunette, and then she's engaged, and now this guy's blonde. How long have they been together?
I'm not sure, but she announced on Thursday the couple got engaged at Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. While sharing photos from the romantic moment, she revealed how he proposed. She said, "Yesterday I said yes to my soulmate in fairyland. Chris took us on an 8.2-mile loop trail that was the hardest
torture
thing I've ever done in my life, mentally and physically. The emotional release after finishing this hike was indescribable. As I was standing at the overlook reflecting over all the emotions I felt throughout this hike, I heard Chris say my name and I turned around. And there he was, down on one knee." Okay, that's like a journey, but it's actually like really beautiful.
Yeah.
But imagine like feeling all of those feelings of accomplishing a hike.
Literally.
I know, not for you.
Ooh.
Not for you.
This is a rough way. And then you're all sweaty. Like, not my ideal engagement, honestly.
No. And I wouldn't suggest it for you. I wouldn't tell Ben to get
please,
any ideas.
Thank you.
But I'm just saying, like, that must be a very much like an emotional experience.
Roller coaster, yeah.
Like, you accomplish this personal milestone, mm-hmm. and then you turn around and like there's another milestone waiting for you, and it's all very exciting.
Yeah.
So this is really sweet. She keeps her relationships pretty
close private. To the vest. Yeah.
Even on the show, she's never like really in a relationship. We've never seen any of her boyfriends really, but they became Instagram official in May, and now it's.
So they were probably dating before that.
Yeah, they've probably been dating like about a year or a little bit less.
Cute. I'm happy for her. She's such a nice girl and really wishing her the best. This is her moment.
Yeah, I'm happy for her too. I really love her ring. It's very different. Kate Middleton, yeah. But with green.
That's an emerald, right?
I think so. I don't know my stones.
Me neither. But
I do not. Well, no, Kate Middleton has an emerald.
No, blue sapphire.
Oh, yeah.
Green is emerald, right?
That would make sense.
The Emerald City is green, yeah, and Wicked.
That would make sense, but
Ruby is red.
I don't know if it's that straightforward. It's very confusing.
No, I think it is.
Stone tings are very confusing.
Stone tings.
And I'm glad to see like a little good news in a national park. You love to see it.
Yes, it's been such a bad year for national parks, and that's that on that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please shut the fuck up. And please leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for a great week of Morning Toast episodes. We will see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. And drop an emoji on our most recent Instagram. Something that makes you feel inspired. I have nothing today.
Some construction emojis.
Yes, maybe a traffic cone.
Maybe one of those, you know, yield signs.
I like that. That's good. You guys have a great day and weekend. Bye.